Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
God, we praise you. God, we bless you. God, we name you Sovereign Lord, Mighty King, whom angels worship, Father by your church adored. All creation shows your glory. Heaven and earth draw near your throne, singing, Holy, 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 Lord of hosts and God alone. True apostles, faithful prophets, saints who set their world ablaze, martyrs once unknown, unheeded, join one growing song of praise. While your church on earth confessing one majestic Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God our hope eternally. You will make them princes over all the earth. They will remember your name through all generations. Thus the peoples will praise you forever, from age to age, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Defend your church, O Lord, by the protection of the holy apostles, that as she received from them the beginnings of her knowledge of things divine, so through them she may receive, even to the end of the world, an increase in heavenly grace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Our reading from the Acts of the Apostles. After 3 months, we set sail on a ship that had wintered at the island of Malta. It was an Alexandrian ship with a Dioscuri as its figurehead. We put in at Syracuse and stayed there 3 days, and from there we sailed round the coast and arrived at Rhegium. After a day, a south wind came up, and in 2 days we reached Puteoli. There we found some brothers and were urged to stay with them for 7 days, and thus we came to Rome. The brothers from there heard about us and came as far as the Forum of Appius and the Three Taverns to meet us. On seeing them, Paul gave thanks to God and took courage. When he entered Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself with the soldier who was guarding him. He remained for 2 full years in his lodgings. He received all who came to him, and with complete assurance and without hindrance, he proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm, his saving power. The Lord has made his salvation known. In the sight of the nations, he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song, sing praise.
The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving
Sing praise to the Lord with the harp in melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Sing joyfully before the King, the Lord.
The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as Lord. The glorious company of apostles praise you. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After the crowd had eaten their fill, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter said to him and replied, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You'll have to forgive my pronunciations in that first reading of those cities. Those were some real different named cities, and if anyone knows any better, let me know. But we heard about Paul entering Rome. We know that Paul, St. Paul, his life ended up in Rome, along with Peter. Although they weren't necessarily always working together, they ended up in the same place. And because of that, a new headquarters was established for the church, home base, if you will. Today we celebrate the dedication of the basilicas of Saints Peter and Paul, two different basilicas. Obviously, St. Peter's the big church in Rome, and then St. Paul outside the walls in Rome as well. And so rather than today necessarily celebrating the persons of Peter and Paul, we celebrate them on another feast day. Today we celebrate the fact that the church has a headquarter. The church has a home base from which the message can go out to all the world. This is an image, of course, the church is an image of many things, the physical church. And so when we celebrate these basilicas, we celebrate something deeper than a building. So let's get there in just a moment. But we look at this word from the scripture. After, of course, Peter had walked on water, after the winds calmed down, it says that they got into the boat. The wind died down. Those who were in the boat did Jesus homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The image to hang on to today when we celebrate these basilicas, these buildings, is that Jesus entered the boat. The boat needed to be solid so it didn't sink. The boat itself was how the apostles traveled about in on the lake, but it wasn't limiting them. After all, Peter could walk right on the water, and so could Jesus. But the boat was home base, and Jesus entered it, and that's where the worship happened. That's where they felt the safest. So this idea of home base, St. Peter and Paul Basilica in Rome, and that's what we celebrate today. Home base is the Catholic Church on earth. It's where we return to for our instruction. That's where we turn to for our guidance to learn the truth. It's where we come to worship. But not only the building of the churches, but also, because that doesn't limit us, this is home base, it's that we go out into the world. But we're safest at church. We're safest in the bark of Peter. We're safest in the basilicas of Saints Peter and Paul and in our own churches. The foundation of the church is Christ. We know that. We sing the church is one foundation so often. The apostles are the pillars. This is revealed in the book of Revelation. The two main entrance pillars, if you will, are Peter and Paul. Peter, an apostle to the Jews and the converts of the Jews, and Paul to the Gentiles. We also know that our own churches are our home bases, our parish churches, where we turn back, where we belong. Even a chapel like here at Relevant Radio is a waypoint, but our home is our parish church. And then there's the temple of the body, which is also the building that we celebrate. Our churches are often shaped like crucified Jesus. There's often human bodily images in the design of the church because we are the living stones. Then I want to bring this to one more level as we celebrate the church today, the boat, the bark of Peter, the basilicas. What about your own home? What about where you live? Most houses, I think, are in homes could use a little more God, that we could also be aware of how we welcome Jesus into our home, that he could come into that boat, the winds can die down, and we can do him homage at home and always say, truly, you are the Son of God. So let's get real practical. I think that a clean house is a happy house, and a happy house is a holy house. And we could all do better to take care of the place where we worship Jesus at home. Most homes that have spiritual problems, the influence of demons, welcomed it by welcoming objects and attitudes that don't belong in a temple of God. And think about that. Go around your house and say, is this also the place of worship? Clean, free of idols, free of objects that are New Age or drawing us away from like the worship of the true God. It doesn't have to look like a religious goods store, but there should be a lot of holy stuff in your house. Because then we could say too that after the winds died down, Jesus entered the boat and we do him homage saying, you are truly the Son of God. Today we celebrate Peter and Paul. We celebrate the church. We celebrate our parish churches. We celebrate our homes and our bodies. And thanks be to God that Jesus wants to be in all of those places. Let us offer our prayers for Pope Francis and his leadership of the church, and that all bishops and priests will serve as examples of unity and peace. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for peace in the world, especially in war-torn areas or in those countries where there is oppression and terrorism, we pray to the Lord. For our government leaders, that they will make decisions that will uphold the dignity of human life and religious freedom, we pray to the Lord. For strong marriages and family life, that spouses will grow in fidelity to each other for the sake of their children, we pray to the Lord. For all the faithful departed during this month of the Holy Souls, and especially for the repose of the soul of Donna Goodwin, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Receive our prayers, most merciful Father, and grant us always the safety and the comfort we need of being found in your church. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. As we bring you this offering of our service, we beseech your mercy, Lord, that the truth handed down to us by the ministry of the apostles Peter and Paul may endure undefiled in our hearts through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It
is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For you have built your church to stand firm on apostolic foundations, to be a lasting sign of your holiness on earth, and offer all humanity your heavenly teaching. Therefore, now and for ages unending, with all the host of angels, we sing to you with all our hearts, crying out as we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saints Peter and Paul, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope, and David our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you after their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord,
I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Thank you.
watching or listening and unable to receive Holy Communion today, you join your desires with the Lord's desire to be with you and make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Lord, you have the words of eternal life, and we have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God. Let us pray. May your people, we pray, O Lord, nourished by the bread of heaven, rejoice in commemorating the apostles Peter and Paul, for it is through your gift that we are governed under their patronage through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Saint
Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits, prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in the past centuries, when you have ended contagious diseases, we implore you to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, but to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
He can bring true peace. Number two, he's really and truly risen from the dead. And number three, he's the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus is.
His Eminence, Timothy Cardinal Dolan.
Pope St. John Paul II, he said, Jesus Christ is the answer to the questions posed by every single human life.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
He's the way, the truth, and the life.
Relevant Radio.